Welcome to the Ghost Rap Podcast. It's fast, it's fun, it's informative. For more details on these stories and to make sure you get daily updates, visit ghostmail.co.za. The Ghost Rap Podcast is brought to you by Forvis Mazars, an internationally integrated partnership operating in over 100 countries and territories, including South Africa, delivering audit and assurance, tax advisory, and consulting services to clients. Welcome to Ghost Rap, covering some of the more interesting stories of the past week on our local market. I'll start with CA Sales Holdings, where the share price has delivered a return of roughly 30% this year. That is very, very good, and it is really just a continuation of the recent trend, rather than some kind of government of national unity inspired upswing. Over the past year, shareholders in CA Sales Holdings have enjoyed a 67% return. But there is in fact far more to this group than anything the GNU can touch anyway, and maybe that's why the momentum has been what it is. Because CA Sales is about helping consumer brands reach markets in various African countries. That is a smart business model and is not just focused on the smaller brands either, with CA Sales working with some of the biggest names in the FMCG game. For the 6 months to June, revenue increased 9.2% and headline earnings per share was up 19.2%. Although there is no interim dividend as the company pays an annual dividend only, it's not exactly hard to work out that the annual dividend will probably be up rather nicely based on this interim result. Within the RCL Foods stable, you'll find the results for Rainbow Chicken, and for the last time. That's because Rainbow is now separately listed, with the unbundling happening just after the RCL Foods year-end. Going forward, Rainbow's results will be distinct. For this period, though, we need to dig through the RCL Foods financials to actually find the extent of the turnaround at Rainbow, where revenue growth of just 7.9% was enough for a massive swing from losses into profits for the poultry group. With EBITDA margin of just 4.3% for the period, the low margins in poultry and the high operating leverage means that modest changes in revenue drive big moves in profits, and that unfortunately cuts both ways as we've seen in the past couple of years. After really tough times recently, things are looking better for the chicken sector. While we are on the topic, we may as well address RCL Foods' numbers as well, with those results isolated by looking at the results from continuing operations, which takes out Rainbow, as well as Vector, which was disposed of. Revenue was up 6.8% and headline earnings per share was up 8.3%, a far more normal relationship in terms of operating leverage. And this is exactly why Rainbow just wasn't a good fit with the rest of RCL Foods, leading to the separate listing. It doesn't make sense to have something that is so volatile alongside businesses that deliver a more predictable income statement. Over at Motus, we find an example of a cyclical business that has a lot of debt. Motus is essentially double exposed to the interest rate cycle. Firstly, when rates are high, it is difficult to sell cars. Secondly, when rates are high, the debt that Motus has with the banks also becomes more expensive. Like all car dealership groups, Motus runs a structurally high level of debt because that's really what makes the economics work and makes their working capital function, especially in such low margin businesses. For example, the operating margin in retail and rental is just 2.8%, which is not exactly exciting. Import and distribution came in at 4%. Without the benefits of debt, it's very hard to generate adequate returns off those sorts of numbers. But the problem is that when the debt becomes more expensive, it really impacts these numbers. Despite revenue increasing by 7%, headline earnings per share at Motus fell by a nasty 28%. What I do find most interesting, though, is the Motus share price, which is up 17.5% this year despite these numbers. The share price has now started to roll over, but it remains at elevated levels, and who knows, it could keep pushing higher. But the levels now are similar to those we saw in 2022 when the market was absolutely cooking thanks to low interest rates. I would be very careful here. Motus does look quite stretched to me. A related point can be made in the Bidvest numbers, where 5 of the 7 divisions delivered growth and 4 of them were double-digit movers. The two problem children were commercial products with a high base in the renewable space, and the automotive sector with an environment that just isn't good for car dealerships, as we've seen now in Motus. Because of the level of diversification at Bidvest, though, revenue growth of 6.7% for the group translated into HEPS growth of 6.6%. The year to June is not going to go down as a showstopper, but it is another positive year of growth to add to the Bidvest track record. The group is highly regarded for a reason. And that's a wrap. Please remember that nothing you hear on the Ghost Rap podcast should be taken as advice. Please do your own research and visit ghostmail.co.za for more insights into the market.